It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for Tri-State's residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles and Lake Havasu City, to all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 702-298-1063. That's 702-298-1063. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Tuneforce.
Oh, welcome to Speak Out 2.0, live from our Laughlin Mall studio. I'm Larry Tuneforce, your host. We're here every Monday through Friday, 10 o'clock to 11 o'clock now. And then Paul Lavoie follows us with Speak Out, and then you have Sean Hannity for 3 hours. So this is a big five-hour packed show here. A little bit about our Colorado River weather. Well, you woke up this morning to the big W along the river. 76 is going to be our high today. Tomorrow the W's hanging around, but it's going to warm up to 82. Then on Thursday, the sun comes out, and we see 89, Friday 95, Saturday 97. Wow. All of a sudden, boom, there it goes, the shift. Remember last week I said it was going to be 60 degrees as a high for one day, or 65, and I said that'll be the last day we see the high in the 60s? Exactly. You're not going to see that anymore. those days are gone for a while. Had a little bit of COVID information for you. Yesterday in Mojave County, they reported 36 cases and one death. 16 of those cases were in Bullhead City. 12 were in Lake Havasu. 12 were in Kingman, and 7 were in Lake Havasu. This morning, the state of Arizona announced 586 cases and 23 deaths. Yesterday, they said 604 and zero deaths. So a little changes there in the numbers. If you need information on where to get a test or where to get a vaccine, call 753-8665. That's the Mojave County Health Department. Gets you right in there, and they have the big book with all the information in it. So if you need a test, or you've got a question about testing or question about the vaccines or where to get a vaccine, they can give you the information right there. So give them a call, 753-8665. Speak Out each and every day is brought to you by our Farm Bureau Financial Services, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Legacy Rehab and Care Center, Walker Service Electric, Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, Mojave Mortgage, Risen Star Grooming, Boarding, and Training, TWN Communications, Arizona Comfort Solutions. They're the experts in comfortable, yes. They want you comfortable in your home or your office, and they can take care of all that. They can tackle your thermostat, your heater, your furnace, your air conditioning, or your swamp cooler. And their job is to make you comfortable. So if you're not quite comfortable, give them a call, 758-2400. They can come tune it up, or they can put a new unit in with a 10-year warranty, or set up a service contract where they come at the beginning and the end of each season and make sure everything's functioning for the next season. What a concept. We're also brought to you by the Laughlin Outlet Mall, where we got restaurants, clothing stores, sports items, Levi's, sunglasses, chocolate, boots, vitamins, Pendleton's, shoes, hats, gifts, vape products, art store, Boys and Girls Club thrift store, the Watchman. Outdoors, we got jet ski rentals, and there's a pet daycare, a medical clinic, a dollar store, a nail salon, a bar, and a whole lot more. And no, John Hassett can't buy it, and no, they're not tearing it down. And we're brought to you by Barron Services. And if you're going to talk about Barron Services, you might as well talk to Mr. Barron. How are you, Matt?
Good, Larry. How are you?
Good. Good. How's the world of Barron's?
The world of Barron is good. You know, we're gearing up for summertime. Like you said, the weather's changing, and it's time for us to do our thing, because, you know, we're going to start seeing bugs here real soon.
And so, are people waiting to the last minute and call and say, hey, can I get a pool by July?
Yeah, most definitely. Yeah, that happens. That happens all year long. People want to swim next week, even. You know, even the ones that we've started want to be done in a week. But we're out till November, December for new pools now. So everybody's busy. It's not just
right.
us.
Yeah.
I mean, the whole economy here locally is just booming, and businesses are busy, and people are coming from all over the place. But staffing and employees have been tough. So it's everybody's battle right now.
And that is everybody's battle.
Sure.
You've been on the chamber board, and you hear these things, and you're in Rotary and Matadors, and you hear, we need people, we need people, we need people.
Yeah, yeah. It's an issue. I don't think people who come from different parts of the country especially just don't get it, which I understand. You know, when we had our big boom, you know, 6-7, whenever that was back in the day, we were getting that influx of people from California and Washington and wherever. Now we've got builders putting full page advertisements looking for framers and they can't find framers. And the growth has been phenomenal. It's great for the community. We just can't make people as happy as quickly as we could before. So
well, and you know, when all of a sudden we open up a Jersey Mike's and we open up a Dairy Queen and now a car wash next week, I think, that all takes people.
Correct.
And there's not enough, I don't want to say there's not enough people here looking for a job, but there's not enough people willing to work.
Yeah, yeah. You got to keep in mind the people that are moving here, most of them are not looking for full-time jobs, right? They're retired, maybe part-time work, maybe some side work or something. We're focusing our efforts on growth for those retirees and those people for summer homes or second homes. And keep building businesses, what are you going to do
Walmart
for employees?
Walmart doesn't even have a greeter anymore.
No, it's hard right now to find people. And like I said, it's everybody's battle. It's not an excuse. It's everybody's battle. But in our pest control division, very blessed, very lucky. We have lots of seasoned guys that have been with us for a while. We've got a good group of young guys that are passing their test and have been real productive for us and are loving their job. So we're good, knock on wood.
Yeah.
This is wood that
and you know,
pest is good.
People probably think, oh, the guy's just spraying my yard. But they're a technician with training behind them and knowledge. They're not just some guy out there with a can spraying.
Yeah, not our guys. I can tell you that there are those guys out there. But no, I mean, they not only need to be trained, but every chemical has different application methods, and they've got to get state certified, and I just can't hire anybody. You know?
Right.
Clean driving records and the drive to work, you know, on their own, because they're, you know, our technicians are out by themselves doing their thing. They got to be self-motivated. They got to be someone who wants to take on the challenge of that type of work. It's going to get hot here.
Yep.
You know, the winter it's windy, so it's a job and it's a professional job. It's not a car wash job. You know,
and it's not a $10 an hour job.
No, not at all, not at all. So, but that's the big focus here in the next few months is gearing up for pest control for the summer and making sure that our guys are weed control is going to be a big one here. We haven't quite had the rains, but we're going to try to educate customers to say, hey, let us come out now for the weeds, not when you start seeing them pop everywhere.
And see, I'm the guy, I have no trees in my backyard, but I have a pool, and it seems like all the neighbors, their leaves get in my pool.
Right, sure.
And I've noticed last night I was out and I went, oh, look at that. His tree's starting to turn green. Because we had rain on Friday.
Right.
Sunshine ever since.
Correct.
So that's just what the trees need.
It's
just what the weeds need.
And I always tell people, for me, I think of all the things we do, weed control is our best service. Because, it's not 100% effective. It won't kill every weed, but it's definitely affordable. It comes with a 6-month guarantee.
Yeah.
We'll come back out and retreat them as they go. You don't have to hand pull them. We're not going to come out and it's not going to be weed free the rest of your life. It's a process, but it is probably the most affordable, most beneficial service in my mind that we offer. So
exactly.
So we'll gear up for that too here in the next few weeks.
And soon we'll see scorpions.
We will. Scorpions and sun spiders, and we'll see more ants popping, and we'll see everything, you know, we'll see spiders and crickets and all that stuff. So
now they're gonna be all looking for shade.
I would think so. Shade, water, all those things. Yeah. This is the. I always tell, we have our staff meeting once a month, and I always tell people, basically in our March, you know, staff meeting, be ready. You know, be ready for April through September. It's not October through, you know, through March.
Nope.
This is where you're gonna have your challenges. This is where you're gonna have to work a little harder. This is where customers are gonna see more activity. So be prepared, because you know, and we start bringing in different chemicals in the summer, things that have a little bit longer residual, that last a little longer, things specific to scorpions. So it's This is the fun time. You know, this is the time when winter's over, and I'm glad it's over. This is the time we do what we do best. So.
Yeah. So, and you do change out chemicals, huh?
Oh, yeah, for sure. So, you know, the key to pest control is making sure that the product you're using is not only applied to the right location and for the right insect, but also, is it going to last? Are you going to get any real control? Yeah, you can go over the counter and you can find something and it's a contact kill, and you'll think, oh my goodness, I got 8 ants. But are you getting the 8,000 ants that are in the ground? You know? So companies that don't use proper products, proper timing that will give you that lasting residual, They're not going to be as effective. So this is when the big guns of chemical come out. You know, this is where the price of your stuff comes out, and the top of the line kind of scorpion and sun spider and spider related products come out. So
and because of your chemicals and some things that changes, you're switching vehicles. You're going to vans.
We are. Yeah, it's pretty exciting. We're going to vans. Like you said, they're the Ram vans, and they're the little city ones you see, delivering stuff in the cities. But I think we did it for two reasons. One, our equipment's not exposed any longer, and I love that. I love elements not getting to the equipment. Obviously, the vans we're wrapping them so they stand out on the road.
Yep, and marketing.
Marketing's been good on them. People are liking them, and it's just it's something different, and it's unique to the area. We've been the same, Ford Ranger, a Toyota truck for, 30 years
is
now.
My guy David going to fit in one of those things?
So we're going to find out. We're going to find all love to David, of course, but we're going to find out real soon.
David doesn't skip a meal.
No, and he is about as loyal as the day is long. He is a valued asset, like a lot of our guys, to our company. And the feedback we're getting from the guys on these new vans is they like them as well. They're roomy enough. They don't have to deal with the bed of the truck looking nasty and stuff. And we're giving them nice storage on the inside. So we're excited about it. It's a little bit of a rebranding for us.
Yeah, and like you said, everything's inside and it's lockable.
Yep, has to be.
That's a big part, right?
Yep, has to be. Even the stuff that was on the outside, backpacks were locked up, chemicals were locked up, but now it's really locked up.
Out of sight, out of mind, too.
Yes, exactly, and it's it just looks nicer.
And most of your guys take their vehicle home, right?
Yeah, that's one of the perks most of the guys do if they're respectful of the vehicle and they take care of it and they get to take them home. That's a huge perk.
Yes,
I have employees who don't have one car. They have one car for the family.
Right.
So this is nice that they have that vehicle to come to and from work with. And, it's going to be fun to see the little Rams running around, vans running around. And
now, do they come in every morning, or sometimes will they start from the house and go right to the first customer?
We like to see them come in the morning at least a couple, three times a week, pick up chemical, say hi, talk about what's going on in the world. And it's not just a job. We're family. So we want to know how the weekends were, and we want to know, how things are going with their kids or their wife or whatever's going on in their world. So we'd like to see them three or four times a week we could in the morning. But some guys, a little different.
Yeah, they start off and away they go. Huh?
Yeah, some guys do.
Yeah. Oh, it is ringing. Okay. Caller, did you have a question?
I'm not sure if I ever saw a sun spider. Can you tell us about that particular pest?
Yeah, for sure. So a lot of people confuse the sun spiders with what they call vinegaroons. They're two different things, but basically what it looks like is that if you took a spider and you crossed it with a scorpion, you would have a sun spider. It a little bit different look. So the head. Oh, you still there?
I guess he's listening on the air.
Oh, there you go. The head of the sun spider is going to have two little pinchers at the top, and that's kind of the key way to tell the difference between that and a scorpion. Obviously, you're dealing with eight legs because it's a spider compared to a scorpion. But
it has a little bigger body?
A little bigger body, a little uglier, I think, than a scorpion, and a little more aggressive. So
my next caller is going to be from a sun spider going, "What do you mean I'm ugly?"
They are uglier, believe me.
Yeah.
So people do get them confused with scorpions, but they're definitely more, more unique looking than a scorpion would be.
They do bite.
And they can bite.
Yeah.
They can be aggressive.
Okay.
But they're not poisonous. Any spider can be poisonous, but they're not poisonous to the point where you have to be worried about it.
Right.
Yeah. Hopefully that answers the
question. They're not sending you to the hospital.
No, not at all.
All right, let us take a break. And if somebody else wants to call in, 702-298-1063. If you have questions about bugs or pools or alarm systems or landscaping, we just keep going on and on and on.
That's enough.
Give us a call. We'll be right back.
Risen Star Kennel is Mojave County's boarding standard of excellence, and where your pups are safe. You simply wouldn't leave your children in the hands of just anyone. The same goes for your furry four-legged family. Risen Star Kennel invites you to meet the owner and staff, survey the facility, and receive the reassurance your canine will be cared for. From protection dog training to grooming to daycare, Risen Star Kennel is the standard. Visit RisenStarKennel.com or call 928-754-3006.
Have you heard the good news? Mojave Electric Cooperative is partnering with TWN Communications to bring you a fast internet solution using fiber optics. Whether you're streaming from home or need a customized solution for your business, we have a plan for you. To learn more and pre-register, visit MojaveElectric.com/broadband. That's MojaveElectric.com/broadband. Or call 888-227-2095.
Hello, Chad Hansen here, President and CEO of Mojave Mortgage. Historic low interest rates are still here, and it's time to refinance before it's too late. The time to act is now. Grab your spouse and call us here at Mojave Mortgage. We can help you refinance without the hassle. Act now before these historic rates are gone. Visit MojaveMortgages.com to get started. That's MojaveMortgages.com. Mojave Mortgage, tall on integrity, short on fees.
And MLS number 1830581.
We would like to announce the declaration of independent pharmacists. Local independent pharmacists know your face, your name, and your history. Your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy, the Apothecary Shop in Lake Havasu, are able to give you the personal service that makes all the difference because they know you. The Apothecary Shop is now stocking a complete line of Sunbum Sun Care products. The Apothecary Shop, 1840 Mesquite, across from the Hospital Lake Havasu. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Distributors wanted to deliver the Economic Development Journal to businesses in Lake Havasu City and Parker. No residential delivery. This is a part-time job for 2 or 3 days once a month. Applicants must have a good driving record, a dependable vehicle, valid Arizona driver's license, and familiarity with the area. Distributors are paid by the stop and reimbursed for gas. For more information, call the Economic Development Journal at 928-768-2849 between noon and 6 p.m. That number again is 928-768-2849.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall, brought to you by TWN Communications. TWN Communications is partnering with Mojave Electric Cooperative to bring fiber-based internet to our community. I saw them working today up on the parkway. The fiber-based technology ensures you have access to faster internet speeds, keeping your home or business connected. My favorite sentence for 2021. And I can't wait to get it at my house, let me tell you. If you want it at your house, you have to pre-register. Go to MojaveElectric.com, that's our website, and then /broadband. Well, I think you can probably click on something that says broadband information. And then you fill out your information, because the more people in your neighborhood that want it, that's going to tell them, okay, let's go energize those lines there. So, or you can call them at 888-227-2045. Or locally, if you want, you can call Regina at MEC at 763-1100, and she can do all that for you. And then you'll get email updates. I get those. It says, hang in there, Larry. But, yeah, we're going to get it. It's coming. It's coming. Risen Star Grooming, Boarding, and Training. That's where my dog spent the weekend with the Kiwanis Kids Expo. I did not have time to play with the puppies, so we sent him to Risen Star. And they had a great time, and you can too. Vacations are no longer a problem. They can go there for a day or a week or longer, or, you know, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. If you want dog training, that's available too, one-on-one or group classes. Pets love it at Risen Star. My dogs love it. They will run in there, so they must like it there. Give them a call, 754-3006. And Mojave Mortgage. Yes, if you're looking for money, well, this is the guy with the big safe underneath his chair. He sits on top of it. He doesn't want anyone to know it's there. Now I just blew it and told everybody. But that's where the money is. And he's got a big safe under his chair. Thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars. If you want a pool, if you want to add on to your home, you want to put a little grandma house out in the backyard, you want a vacation home in the Wallapies, you could still have it by Christmas, by summer, if you wanted a, you know, home in the Wallapies or, you know, Williams. Want to get cooler during the summer? You got to leave town to do it. So if you want to talk to Chad Hansen, he's the president and the CEO of Mojave Mortgage. You give him a call. He's been doing mortgages forever. Ever. Yes. On his report card in third grade, they put down mortgages C+. It was third grade. So give him a call, 288-2691. We're also brought to you by the the Laughlin Outlet Mall, Arizona Comfort Solutions, Western Arizona Regional Medical Center. And I want to say thanks real quick to Warm Sea. They gave us a pallet of water Saturday for our Kiwanis Kids Expo, and boy, we needed it because it was warm. A little windy, but it was warm. So thanks to Warm Sea for that. Walker Service Electric, Legacy Rehab and Care Center, Mojave Electric Cooperative, and Farm Bureau Financial Services. And speaking about donations, you helped out the Melk kids that were going to state, I believe.
Yeah, we chipped in and bought them a dinner or a lunch.
Yeah.
And what a great thing for our area, right? What a great accomplishment for that school. And a bunch of local businesses all helped, and I think it was an easy ask. So
yeah,
anytime we can help something like that, you know, for sure. Our focus has always been kids when it comes to,
you
to donations.
You and Bocourt and a few other people were out there helping them out.
It's great. I mean, it's just great that, you know, everybody's, you know, I got competitors in the market, right?
Sure.
And people that, you know, are competing against each other. But when it comes to a common thing like supporting our community or supporting our kids,
right,
it's all bets are off, right? We want to be there for
exactly.
for everybody. So
and they came so close.
They did. They did. They lost to a very good team. And they're young. You know, they don't have a senior starter on their whole squad. So they'll return all their starters next year, and they'll have another year in the system. And coaches will have another year to, you know, drill the little parts of the game they didn't get to as first-time coaches. So
but they
good
were,
for them.
And Scott and Tyrell Banks and Scott Neal – coach, mm-hmm. Volunteer coaches there. They don't get paid for that.
Right. They love it.
Yeah. Well, Tyro's played basketball forever.
I coached with Tyro at YSA for a year, I think just a year, and we've done some baseball together and stuff too. He's a complete asset to what our community, you know, I mean, especially for basketball. Baseball, he's great. Basketball, he could coach anywhere, I'll be honest with you. If he didn't own a business and work 24 hours a day, he could honestly coach anywhere. He's a good coach.
And I date myself because I coached Tyro in Little League.
Was he 6'7" at that point in time, too?
He was tall. In fact, and I'll tell this story, and it's going to get back to Bo, and Bo probably, he might remember it, but Bo was a big kid.
Right.
And I remember going, Bo, slam it over the fence. Come on, Bo. Come on, go. Come on. You can do it. You can do it. And his dad walks over to me, and he goes, Larry, can you remember he's 9?
No.
And I went, Oh, I'm sorry. You're right.
We get a little excited as coaches.
Yeah,
for sure.
You know, because he was 9, but he was already 6 foot high.
Yeah,
you know, and so
yeah.
So you know, for me, coaching back in 1980 with these young guys that now are running their own businesses,
isn't it great?
And still being a part of our town and giving back.
That's the most important part.
Yeah,
that's the most important part. Yeah,
so,
I mean, there's a lot of businesses that do great in town and very reputable, but don't always give, and that to me is a shame, you know.
Well, and you did all the landscaping at the chamber.
Yeah. And that's again a place we can help. You know, if we can do things for free, we do. If we can do things for cost, we do.
Yeah.
Somewhere in the middle, you know, we do whatever we can do to help. You know, but that's just, again, we've talked about this on the radio a bunch.
Yeah.
That's being a part of your community. You don't do things for the return. You do things because it's the right thing to do.
Right. Exactly.
If you want to be a part of what your community is, you do those things.
Yep.
So, and we do as much as we can. You know,
exactly.
Wish we could do more. I'm sure everybody else does too.
But. Well, and your motto is quality, family.
Quality experience family.
Quality
correct.
Experience family.
Yeah. We save the best for last because we are very family driven from the way we run our company to the way we treat our employees to, you know, the way we give in the community, it's we understand how it works that
and
way.
And the big thing there is if like David says, now Matt, 3 o'clock today, my son's got a basketball game.
Right.
You're
going
to say, David, go to the basketball
game. Go to the basketball game. You know, we'll make it up. We'll figure it out. You know,
it'd
be nice if he told us at 3 o'clock the day before that he had a 3 o'clock game. But if not, we'll make it work.
Yeah.
You know, that's important. Happy employees, happy wives, happy families. And it's harder to retain employees than ever before. So you have to do those things, too, just because it makes business sense, not just in your heart. You know, so.
Well, and like you said, it keeps the employees happy and. You know,
and I can sleep at night, and it makes me feel good, and makes my wife feel good, and my partners feel good.
Yep. Plus, he's there in uniform, so people
yes,
go,
he is.
Oh, look, Barron's is here watching the game.
Yes, he is.
Matt, thank you so much for coming in. Give the phone number so everybody knows.
Yeah, 928-758-5499 or BarronServices.us. Give us a call.
You can do it all right there.
You can.
Yep. You still got people working from home?
Yes. Yeah, we will probably for a while.
Yeah?
Yeah, about half our office staff.
Okay.
Yep.
It works.
Yeah, it works.
Yeah.
I hope so. I hope it works. I haven't had any complaints.
And everything's getting done.
That's right.
All right. Matt, thank you so much.
Thanks, Larry.
Give Barron's a call if you need alarm systems or a pool or landscaping or you got a bug problem. We'll be right back.
Playing around with electricity is never recommended. calling a professional is. Walker Service Electric has served Mojave County for 27 years. Minor home repairs, replacements, add-on, remodel, or upgrades. Walker Service Electric handles everything commercial and industrial, from the ground up and maintenance contracts, 24/7. The Walker team is all about customer service and quality work at a fair price. Call Walker Service Electric, 928-718-9444.
Meet me at a Lawman Outlet Center, the place for value and style. Come on, let's meet and really spend the day. For locals and for tourists, there's no better getaway. See a movie, hit the food court, bring your family down. For all the best shopping, it's the best place in town. Something for everyone.
You've seen the building on Silver Creek Road for years, but what all do they do at Legacy Rehab and Care Center? Well, the rehab area helps patients with physical, occupational, and speech therapy and gets them back on the road in no time. The care center is designed to help patients with skilled nursing and all the luxuries of home. Stop in sometime and take a tour. Get your questions answered. Legacy Rehab and Care Center, 2812 Silver Creek Road.
If you came across a child struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? By their clothes? Their age? The way they speak? Would you recognize a 13-year-old boy who gets into fights at school?
Not because he's a boy, but because he's hungry?
Or a 2-year-old girl who cries all night?
Not because she's sick, but because she went to bed without enough to eat.
Or maybe a 9-year-old boy who hopes a friend invites him to a sleepover.
Not for fun, just so we can have dinner.
Or a 15-year-old girl who goes for walks over lunch,
so her friends won't know she doesn't have anything to eat.
I am the 1 in 7 American children who struggle with hunger. Kids you pass by every day but never knew were hungry. I am Child Hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America, 200 Food Banks Strong.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. Brought to you by the Laughlin Mall. Arizona Comfort Solutions, Barron Services, Mojave Mortgage, Risen Star Grooming, Boarding, and Training, TWN Communications, Farm Bureau Financial Services, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Legacy Rehab and Care Center, Walker Service Electric, and he's got electricians all over Mojave County every single day. If you have an issue, you pick up the phone, you call 718-9444. If you call early in the day, they can probably be there at the same time. But otherwise, you can set up an appointment and then come out. If you want a new light installed or a new outlet for the dishwasher or something, whatever it may be, you know. Because they can do residential or commercial, either way, available 24/7. Call 718-9444. I tell you, put that number in your cell phone because you never know when you're going to need them. And by the way, electrical issues don't happen 9 to 5. So remember, they're there for you. 718-9444. Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, serving the communities of Bullhead City, Laughlin, and Fort Mojave with clean, sanitized facilities. Here we start off with the Laughlin Walk-In here in the mall that faces out to Casino Drive. Then they have the Fort Mojave Walk-In on Highway 95 across from Casa Serrano. They have the Mojave Clinic on Highway 95 by Target. They have the Imaging Center on Hancock Road at Train. The Outpatient Rehabilitation Center on Silver Creek Road at Gold Rush. Over on the Parkway, Warm Sea has a wound care, sports medicine, orthopedic surgeons, podiatrists, and family doctors. Then, Warm Sea has an ER and a hospital on Silver Creek Road. If you don't feel well, you call 763-2273. Claudia answers the phone, and she'll get you to somebody who can take good care of you. So those are our sponsors, and now back into the studio, and we have two guests for the first time here, Kevin and Patricia Holler.
Yes.
With Wings of an Angel. Wings of an Angel. Yes. Explain what Wings of an Angel is.
Yeah, go ahead, Patricia.
Wings of an Angel is in-home care for seniors around the tri-state area. We go into the seniors' homes and take care of them from 2 hours to 24 hours a day.
Oh.
And we started our business in the end of 2018.
Yeah, and we started with our clients and caregivers 2019. We started with about 5 clients and 6 caregivers, And now we have about 42 caregivers now.
Wow.
61 clients. So we've grown in 2 years.
Holy
tremendously.
Cow.
So it's needed around here. We have people, you know, between 60 and 90 years old out here that
right.
live by themselves, want to stay home. They don't want to go to a facility. So our caregivers go in there and help them out with whatever they need. Non-medical in-home care is what we do.
So you guys do baths, or you
yes.
guys do light cleaning?
Light
yes.
cleaning, baths,
okay.
Go to the store, go to the doctor's.
I was going
to
say, do you run errands for
yes,
them?
Yes, run errands.
Uh-huh. Then are you taking them to doctors too?
Correct.
Yes.
So if someone's got a doctor's appointment, you'll take them there? And
mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
So non-medical.
Yeah.
So you're not nurses, you're not...
Not nurses, no.
Right.
So
people with a heart.
Yeah. Well, we work well with hospice and home health.
Okay.
So they do the non-medical. A lot of them are on that.
All right.
We help. They don't do any of that. So we'll do the laundry too, cooking,
dang.
Whatever they need. So we're one-stop shop for all that for them.
And I'm a senior. Good. Can I get that?
Yeah. Yeah. Give you a senior. Give
yeah.
you a discount. Yeah,
you don't even need to, I don't even need to be home to have
yeah,
you come in and
yeah,
do that.
Yeah. We could do all your stuff and come home and it's all clean. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
So all right.
We do medication reminders. Also, we do all the way to end-of-life care. So when
okay.
hospice goes in there, they pre-fill the medications to end of life, and our caregivers are there with the clients until they pass.
So you guys might be reminding Uncle Fred that he needs to take meds at 2 o'clock afternoon
correct.
And 6
yeah.
o'clock at night.
Correct.
Yes.
They may forget. You know, some have a little Alzheimer's dementia.
Right.
So,
some of those you might have to go back and
yes,
help say,
yeah.
you know, here, take these right here.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you don't prescribe them, but you help facilitate getting them in their body.
Correct.
Yes.
Yeah,
okay,
make sure
that's
they
good.
Take them in the morning and the evening if we're
yeah.
there. Yeah,
good.
So.
Okay.
And Trish has been doing this for 20 plus years. So.
Ah, so you're not new to this.
No.
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 I'm a caregiver when needed. If nobody can show up, I can take the shift.
Ah.
Kevin has done some caregiving, but
yep.
not the changing of the diapers
yeah.
or anything like that. Yeah.
He's more behind the scenes.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm more at the office behind
I'm
the scenes.
I'm taking care of everything.
yeah.
I'm busy typing. I can't go
yeah.
right now.
Yeah.
What are you typing?
Yeah.
I'm busy typing. I'm busy
that's right.
typing.
That's
yeah.
right. That's
yeah.
right. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
So now you guys are obviously all mobile. You're everywhere, right?
Yeah, we do the tri-state area, Bullhead, City, Laughlin, Fort Mojave, Mojave Valley, Golden Valley, and Kingman.
Laughlin.
Okay.
And we're
yeah.
in the Hualapais as well now.
Yeah,
oh,
we're
so
back over
so
there.
So Kingman and the Hualapais.
Mm-hmm. We're
wow.
way up there, yeah. We have a client up there,
wow.
the Hualapais. So
okay.
we're not doing Lake Havasu. It's a little
so
too
you're
far.
So you're doing all of our listening audience
yes.
except Havasu.
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
And you don't get down to Quartzsite or anything like that.
Yeah. No.
No, it's too far, yeah. And Needles, no, we don't do
no,
California.
No Needles yet.
No Needles, no.
Okay.
So
soon.
Hopefully.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
yeah.
No, next year.
We've been growing last
yeah.
year. We were kind of with the COVID everything, but we grew last year tremendously.
Do you think COVID grew the business?
Well, a lot of family members were taking their loved ones out of the facilities, so we did get an impact
yeah.
from that as well. But I just, word of mouth, we work really well with the chamber. We're in the events when they're
right.
around. So we're out there. We're always trying to help whenever we can. And our caregivers do volunteer. We pay our caregivers to go into the facilities to help with activities like Sun Ridge, Davis Place.
Oh, okay.
We're now helping at the senior center once a week with arthritis exercises.
Oh, good.
So we try to help out as much as we can in the community.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And all of our caregivers are background checked as well.
Good. Yeah, I had Kim Cool in here a week or so ago mm-hmm. talking about everything she's got going on there at that senior campus, now they call it.
Yeah,
yes.
yeah.
And I noticed they took the fence down a couple of weeks ago around the old nutrition center, and then they left the poles up, and then last week they got the poles down. And so it's like every day is getting a little bit closer
yeah.
and closer to getting that all
yeah.
opened up.
Yes, yeah, it's exciting.
Yeah.
Kim wanted us to help, so we go out once a week for an hour, help with the arthritis.
And then her people deliver Meals on Wheels.
Meals on
Do
Wheels.
You guys help, like, if somebody needs to be fed
mm-hmm.
because they can't eat by themselves
yeah.
or whatever?
We'll, yeah, we'll help cook for them.
Okay.
We go to
meal
the store.
Prep.
Yeah,
the
go
store.
To the store for them. Also, when the COVID hit really bad, we were delivering the meals that Living Waters. They were doing it up at, in Fort.
Oh,
Mojave.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, and yeah, that started off as a Rotary project,
mm-hmm.
I believe.
Yes.
And Matt just left. He's in Rotary. But Rotary was feeding like a lot of the homebound people that
yes.
yeah.
that you know didn't want to get out. Mm-hmm. And they were probably capable of, but just said, nope.
Didn't want to.
Yeah,
they all came together, Rotary, and a lot of the home health and hospices.
We helped deliver quite a bit of
every
food.
Week, we'd go pick up and deliver meals.
Yeah, I know. Matt was telling me a few months ago, he was like in charge of calling all those people and lining up, okay, we're bringing you food this weekend or something. And then they were cooking in a lot of javelinas.
Yes.
And
because
she was closed. And so she said, well, we use my restaurant. It's here. And no one's using it, so might as well. And so Anita was helping out. That was a major, major, major project.
Yes.
You know, Chaz Martinez was telling me he was running food up to the north end of town because that's where his place is, Talus Harbor.
Yes. Yeah.
And so you guys were in that too, huh?
Yeah, yes. We did that for a while. Yeah.
Did you join Rotary?
No.
Not yet?
No.
They want me to join. They want me to join Kiwanis. They want me to be an ambassador.
I'm glad you brought that up, you know. Kiwanis, you know.
Well, we're in the BBB right now, so
we've
got that going. So.
Morning Kiwanis, so you can get that out of the way before your day starts.
Yeah.
Are you, is either one of you a morning person?
Yeah, both of us. We all get up early. Yeah, we get up early.
Oh, see, perfect. We already met this morning at 6:45.
Yeah. So we're 24/7, so we're always open.
Yeah.
We get calls and texts
all night long.
All the time.
And are you referred to by the hospitals? Do they then tell some of the patients, hey, this is who you need to talk to, and because you're going to take Uncle Fred home or whatever, and he's going to need some care?
Yes, the discharge planners at the hospitals, we have a great relationship with them, and we're in Valley View in their
community
patient guide.
Oh,
we're in the patient guide now at Valley View, so we have a good relationship with them as well. So,
good.
I mean, haven't been able to advertise or market as much right now because COVID, but really there's no need to right now. But we do advertise in Our Time magazine and Mojave Daily News as well.
Okay. And COVID's starting to go away.
Yes.
You know,
slowly. And then, of course, the experts are on TV every night saying, don't let it go away. You know, hold on, folks. It's not gone yet.
Yeah.
So, and all of our caregivers, we were one of the first to get the vaccinations, our caregivers.
Oh, good.
We can't make them get
the
vaccinations. About 75% have gotten their shots.
That's good.
Some
and
of our clients, too.
Our homebound clients as well got it as well.
Oh, good. Okay.
Michelle at D-Flat is great.
Yes.
Worked us really
helped
well.
Us out, yeah.
Family care has been great.
So with some of the homebound patients, who was giving them the shots?
Some of our caregivers are CNAs and
COVID
nurses, so they gave it to them. But Michelle, gave it to our caregivers.
Right, give it to them. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So.
So it worked out really well. And we started our office was at our home.
Right.
Last year.
We started 2019, in our condo. And then we grew and grew and grew. And then now we're at 2020 Silver Creek Road.
Oh, okay.
We have a
little office staff. Yeah. We have Jolie. She's our care coordinator. And we have Patsy. She's our secretary.
All right.
So we have someone always there. And
2020, is that in that concrete?
Yeah, there's a two-story building.
Yeah.
We're right behind it,
Suite
C-104. So we have an office now there.
Good.
We're just growing like crazy. So,
excellent.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Working. Our caregivers are great. They're compassionate. They love working and helping seniors. So.
And are you getting compliments back from family members?
Yes.
You're taking care of Uncle Fred really well? And
yes.
Yeah. Oh, yes. And, the family members become part of the family.
You know,
even after when, a spouse passes away, we have couple of our, they're not clients, but their family, come over for Thanksgiving or we have get-togethers with them. So
do you have some clients that you've been taking care of since 2019?
Yes.
In other words, they're not going to pass, but they just can't do something themselves.
Yeah, we have like five.
About six of them that we've had.
Had for almost 2 years. Yeah, 2 years.
Okay.
But,
good.
Unfortunately, some people go to facilities or go to the hospital or move out of town or unfortunately pass away.
Yeah.
I mean, we're always up and down with
some family members says, you're coming with me to my house.
Yeah.
I'm going to take care of you, Uncle Fred.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes, they do. 99%
don't want to go to facilities either. They want to stay home in their own home.
Yeah.
Everybody
wants to as long as they possibly can.
Oh, yeah.
As long as they're, and they physically can. And,
So
very good.
We're here to help out. So
good. How do people get in touch with you?
They call our office number, our cell phones, emails.
Yeah.
Most of the time, our referrals are from home health, hospice, and then the caseworkers will call us directly, social workers,
because
they need help, for their clients. They can't leave them alone, so they'll call us. We need somebody in 2 hours. Can you get somebody for 24 hours?
Uh-huh.
And we do. We try our best. Might not be the same caregiver that's going to continue with them,
but
we
get
somebody
there
right away.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
So what's the office number?
928-404-2480.
Okay.
And we're up at 2020 Silver Creek Road, Suite C104, Bullhead City. All so right. just a little bit down from Warm Sea.
Yeah.
That's where we're at.
Medical Row.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We're right there.
It is.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
gosh.
There's so much there. So much
medical services up and down Silver Creek.
Yes.
Yeah. And we market all over. Doctor's offices, we put our flyers in there, and we get referrals from them, too, and
good.
Some of the doctors. So,
where do you see what's on the horizon? Where are you going to expand, or how are you going to expand? Services or people or area?
Well, we're expanding more. Kingman seems to be getting a lot more busier.
Okay.
We just need to get some qualified caregivers.
Yeah. So we need caregivers. I don't think we're going to expand any farther out like Lake Havasu or Quartzsite or anything. I think we'll keep it where we have and just get more caregivers to help us out. So we're growing. We're just 50-50 partners here.
Yeah.
So it's like a family-owned business, and we're affordable, and we're here to help out. And Tricia is very compassionate about seniors and loves to do that. And
getting
to love it too. So So we're here to help out. So
I mean, we Lake Havasu, we do take sometimes special cases. We work really well with the fiduciaries out here.
Okay.
And sometimes they need help. So on a case to case basis, we can do it.
Okay.
Yeah. And our caregivers are great. They'll drive from Golden Valley to Lake Havasu.
Wow.
I mean, they're really dedicated and they love what they do.
Good.
Yeah. Yeah. And we work with APS, too, Adult Protective Services. We talked with Helga. I don't know if you know Helga. She's called, and we've helped out people that way, too. So
good.
We have a lot of referrals. We're all over the place now, so everybody knows our name and just in, like, 2 years.
So what's on your wish list?
To be at the river all summer. that was my plan when I said we're going to,
hire a few more office staff and...
Yeah.
It doesn't work that way, and it's okay. But we know every one of our clients personally, every one of our caregivers. They're not just a number to us. They're people.
Good.
Yeah. So just grow a little more. I don't know if we want to grow huge, but we may have to get more people in the office and make sure people call in, make sure we go and we do free in-home assessments. So if they call potential client, we'll go into their house and assess everything and go in there.
Okay.
And if they want our services, we'll fill out paperwork. If not, we keep them, and then we'll follow up with them in a few months if they need our help eventually. But we do free in-home for anybody.
And the family members, that most of them live in a different state.
Right.
And so we have something called the family room. So they can see what's going on with their mom or dad at any time from around the world. Through the family room, they can see what the caregiver's doing. They can see the invoicing, the scheduling. They can leave us notes. They can put medications in there. If there's an appointment coming up, they put it in there. We see it. We schedule it.
And that's major for family, isn't it?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, they want that.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that's quite a service that you provide for
them. Yeah. They want to know that they're getting taken care of, and they tell them at the end of the shift, you put good notes or bad notes of what happened. Mary's not eating well or whatever, and they can see all that, and then they can call us or call, their
Cause not every,
loved one.
Senior, parent wants to tell their children they're not feeling well.
Right.
So they can look in there and see exactly what's going on.
The last thing we tell is our kids that we don't feel well.
Exactly,
So that's just the way we're made, right?
Yeah. And we also take care of their pets. As needed, because that's their lifeline.
Yeah, a lot of them have dogs and cats. We'll help
walk them, feed them.
Mm-hmm. Good deal. Mm-hmm. And that's to a patient. That's very important.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's their lifeline. Their animals are their lifeline. So.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And that's their only family member in the house. Sometimes that dog or cat.
Yes.
Yeah, most people are living by themselves, so
they
like that companionship too. We'll be there and talk or watch TV with them. We have one that likes to go to the casinos, so. Whatever they want to do,
You take it. You take them to the casinos.
Yeah, they can take them to the casino.
Wow. So. And you help them put their mask on and go in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because in Laughlin, still we have to wear a mask everywhere.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Whatever they want, they're the boss, so we'll help them out whenever they need.
And we also help if they need help, like something major, handyman work. We work with those handymen that we know. That's really honest
reasonable.
And affordable.
Yeah. Or if they need a gardener or
anybody.
Whatever.
So we always give them resources. If we can't help them, we always give them a different resource. Because we do not take Medicare. We've been on the list for 2 years now. So we're still on the list. So we refer them to people that can help them, hopefully.
That have Medicare.
And we work with the VA in Laughlin.
Yeah.
And in Bullhead as well. So.
Wow. All right. You're busy and you're good. Give the phone number for the office one more time.
Yeah,
if our listeners are listening.
And you got it. It's 928-404-2480. Give us a call.
All right. Give them a call if you need a little bit of help. Wings of an Angel. All right. Thank you both for coming in. Appreciate
it.
All right.
Thank you.
We'll be right back after this.
Birthday parties, vacations, family reunions. We've all had to postpone important activities, but taking care of your health isn't something you should put off. Wellness visits and screenings can help keep you well and identify health issues in the earliest stages when they are most treatable. Silver Creek Family Practice is taking extra precautions to provide a safe, clean, and sanitized environment. We're committed to helping you stay well, and we offer both telehealth and in-person visits. Schedule an appointment today. WarmCDocs.com.
Mojave Electric Cooperative encourages our members to participate in the free funding available for our weatherization program, hosted by WACOG in the city of Bullhead to provide energy-efficient home upgrades for low-income families looking to save money on their utility bills. To find out more information about this program, please visit with our energy management staff located in our member services office at 928 Hancock Road in Bullhead City, or call 928-763-1100 and ask to speak with an energy management team member today.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Arranging or changing your insurance for your business is never easy and no fun unless you are working with Greg Idness at Farm Bureau Financial Services. Farm Bureau knows commercial coverage and protection, providing you with a coverage plan that can grow with your company, protect you and your employees, protect your building, assets, and most importantly, your customers. Call Greg today, 763-8464. Ask about workman's comp coverage, 763-8464, 763-8464.
Is it time for you to review your security system? What? You don't have a security system? Barron Security Solutions can help with that. Barron offers installation of today's best security systems and provides 24/7 monitoring with local service and support. Not sure what system your home or business needs? Let Barron Security Solutions help. With over 30 years of experience in the tri-state area, Barron is the only call you'll need to make. 758-5499. Barron Security Solutions. Quality, experience, family. Is the air in your home or office circulating perfectly and always at the right temperature? No? Call 758-2400. Jeff Wilson at Arizona Comfort Solutions is just that. Your solution to a comfortable atmosphere at home or at work. When was the last time your system was serviced by a professional? Not just a new filter, serviced to last you until summer. Jeff and his team are prepared and trained to service any residential or commercial heating and air conditioning system. Service contracts for twice a year are available. Call Arizona Comfort Solutions, 758-2400.
Get on the path. Hi, I'm Russ Mascari, past commander of the Marine Corps League. Our next installation for the Havasu Memorial Walkway will be dedicated to our health care heroes. We'll honor those who administer, provide, and work for the health of our community, our doctors, nurses, administrators, and all those working in the health care field. To order an engraved paver for your health care hero, veteran, or loved one, go to HavasuMemorialWalkway.org. That's HavasuMemorialWalkway.org. Thank you.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. And after this program is Mr. Paul Lavoie with Speak Out. He's got River Cities United Way. Cindy Weakland is going to be on the show with him today. So tune into that following me. Our show each and every day is brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services. Is it time to renew your life insurance? How about your auto insurance? How about your home insurance or commercial insurance? And, you know, Greg does farms and ranches. Yes. So if you need some help, you want to call Greg or his professional staff. He's got David and Stephanie in there with him. The three of them take care of everything. 763-8464. You call them up. You make an appointment. You go in, sit down. And you can reach in your dresser drawer and pull out those policies that you never looked at and go, here's this life insurance I bought back in 1982, and I want to make sure it's still covered. You know, they can look at that, and they can might be able to bundle some of that stuff and save you some money, too. So if you'd like to save money, call Greg, 763-8464. Mojave Electric Cooperative, they remind you there are several ways to pay your bill. You can start by just sticking it in the mail with a check, Or you can take your check and go down and drop it in their drop box. Or you can use the brand new kiosk, which is at their Hancock offices. And you can pull right up in front of the kiosk, get out, go over there. You can put in cash or your debit card. Or you can stick a check in there, too. And or you can pay from home if you want. You just grab your phone and your credit card. You call 877-371-9379. And you can do it over the phone. And, you know, Mojave Electric Cooperative, they continue to buy affordable electricity without a profit. Questions? Call 763-1100. Legacy Rehab and Care Center, they continue to be a four-star rated facility by the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services. They continue to constantly sanitize and provide services that include physical therapy, occupational therapy, and speech therapy. And sometimes I need the speech therapy. Plus, it's a skilled nursing facility. If you know someone who might need those services, 758-1404 is the number, 758-1404. We're also brought to you by Walker Service Electric, Western Arizona Regional Medical Center. Again, I want to mention they supplied me with a pallet of water for the Kiwanis Kids Expo last Saturday. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And Arizona Comfort Solutions, the Laughlin Outlet Mall, Barron Services, Mojave Mortgage, Risen Star Grooming, Boarding, and Training, and TWN Communications. And a couple things going on around our community now. Let's see. Tomorrow is the last day. Or no, the first is the last day you can order hams for the fundraiser for the museum in Bullhead City. Call Susanna at 928-234-4807, and you have up till 1 o'clock that day. Then they're going to go to Vegas and pick up all the hams. We've got one ordered, so you should too. 928-234-4807. You want a ham that's already pre-cooked, all you got to do is warm it up. There is a Easter celebration at the Bullhead City campus, senior campus. That's from 12 to 2 on the 1st. And you call Kim Cool at 763-9400, which is City Hall, and they can transfer you right over to Kim. And then, let's see. Well, today we have a ribbon cutting at Driving You Bananas. That happens at 4 o'clock today. I think it was at 4. Pretty sure. Going to make me look now because I was trying to go from memory. You know how that works. Let's see here. It is at 4 o'clock today. Driving You Bananas. Ribbon cutting. Grand opening tomorrow and a raffle and a painting. They're going to do painting, live painting. And this is at Advent Paint and Frame in Kingman, 208 Beale Street. And that happens starting at 3 o'clock. Questions, call the Kingman Chamber at 753-6253. There is a farmer's market this Saturday in Bullhead City. That's right. 9 o'clock until 1 o'clock. Any questions, call Dave Heath, 763-9400. There's an Easter egg hunt on Saturday at Dean Hackett Park in Bullhead City, put on by the Elks Club at 9 o'clock. And I think we have the Elks Club coming in here, Thursday afternoon. They're going to talk about that. And there's a celebration of life for DDD Lorenzo, which includes a park bench installation. This is at South Rotary Park at 10 o'clock on the 7th. Questions, call Carol at 928-219-2582. That's going to can it for the tuna. I'm out of here. Back tomorrow, we're going to start off with the Kingman Chamber. They're going to be here to draw live the winner who's going to win $2,500 in a backpack. Full of money tomorrow. We're going to do that first, and I don't have a second guest yet. We'll figure it out. We'll find somebody who wants to come in. Maybe you call me and tell me you want to come in tomorrow. We're back tomorrow. Paul Lavoie's up next. Have a great day, everyone.
The voice of the free, KNTR Talk 106.3, KJJJ Laughlin, HD2.